SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have everybody with us on a Friday night. On the grid. Got a lot going on. Big football show. I mean, it doesn't get any bigger than this. NFL Week 17. We'll do all that in the second hour. College bowls, wall to wall. There's a billion games tomorrow. We've got the quarters of the college football playoff coming up on Tuesday and Wednesday. We've even got games tonight, including a Gopher to two staple, the Liberty Bowl. Oh, and he's busted off a big run to the house here, Joe, for Texas Tech and Joey McGuire. Let's go, Joe. Circle the wagons here for the Red Raiders. Come on now, to the house, your
That's
boy
it.
Williams.
Let's go.
That's what we needed, Joe.
Let's go.
Mike Carver
Let's
with
go.
You and the encyclopedia. Of college football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. Let's have a track meet, baby. That's it. I'm on the alt over 60 and a half. Let's do it.
Okay.
Slam special. Let's go.
I'm on the over, and I jumped on Texas Tech when they got down 21-3 here. So let's go here. Let's get cooking.
Points of plenty. It should be 21-12 right now, right?
They're kicking the extra
left.
Point. Yeah, there's no point chasing twos that right
we,
now.
No need to chase twos.
No need to chase twos yet.
Not now. We want the points. Tack them on and let's get it. This is a track meet. I got Rodney Hill over 80 plus. The kid rips off 72 yards on the first couple of plays. They haven't given him the rock yet. They got to feed him. I want Taylon Green to break out. This game's got 70 plus points. How high do you want to go? 90?
How will they let us go right now? What's the alt go all the way up to? Let's get the alt. Or run it up, Joe.
Let's run it up. Let's see.
Run it as high as you can.
They're scared, Carver. Let's see. 86 and a half at plus 265. You want to take it?
Yeah, why not? Let's take it. Let's get involved. I'm ready, Joe. It's a Friday night. We're fired up. Let's just let it fly. Yeah, let's go.
80, you want to ladder it? You want to just go like from 80 to 86? We'll take 86. We'll just take
86.
All right. We'll just right,
all total. All total up to 86. Well, you got plus 265? Plus 265 for 86 and a half?
Yeah.
All right, Joe. Why not? I'm your Huckleberry. Let's go.
Come on.
You got me, Joe. This is I just keep busting off huge runs.
I love this bowl game.
I know. This is one of your favorites. I know. You love this game.
This has become a staple for me.
And let me tell you, I think you got a smash special coming later with Texas A&M too, Joe. A smash special.
I don't like that game really, but you know, we'll see. I mean, you like A&M? You like A&M? I'm a little under the weather, Carver. I'm a little banged.
You're a little under the weather. I'm a little under the weather too, Joe. I don't know how I made it through today, to be quite honest with you. This is the third leg too. I did the hockey, then the coast to coast, and now this. And I'm just trying to coast to the finish line here, Joe. But I can't coast with you because we have way too much to do, Joe. Because I haven't seen you in a week, right? It's been a week since I've seen you. I'm not going to see you again for another week. So, like,
why didn't we see each other on Wednesday? Oh, Christmas.
Because it was Christmas. So, I didn't see you Christmas. Next week is New Year's Day on Wednesday. I actually think we're back on the saddle on Thursday night starting next week, but I'm not because I'm off when Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday next week. So I believe you'd have to, because you guys are done now. Thursday night football is over for you guys.
Is it? Sure. I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure Thursday night football is over.
Changes on the fly, to be honest with you. So
your schedule does change on the fly. So we'll have to see what.
Was there no Thursday night football next week?
No, it's over.
All right.
Thursday night football is kaput, finished.
All right.
Done with.
All right. Well, let's see what happens. I mean, if that's the case,
but
then
even still, Joe, next week after next week, we're going to be back on a more regular basis with the show. The show will get back because Joe, who's been cleaning up with the Syndicate crew and they've been doing all that, will start to settle down.
Dissipate, as they say.
Dissipate, as they do like to say. So we have all of that to look forward to, Joe, in the future, is with that. 21-12, Arkansas leads Texas Tech. 11 minutes to go in the first half. We have Syracuse and Washington State also, Joe, this evening, as they just got underway. And that's
how many
a tough
games
one, Joe.
A night? There's too many games. Crossover now. Now we got like 80 games in one window.
I'll tell you who else I was real proud of today, Joe. That Diego Pavia and Vandy taking care of business against Georgia Tech. I was very proud of them. And that game went over too, Joe. That game had lots of points in it. Way
what
over
was the final
totals.
In that one? I saw
35-27. 35-27 was the final.
All right.
In that game. So nice
job
by
Vandy. We're getting chunk plays. Continue.
I know, but I do also want Texas Tech to win the game, Joe. I do need Texas Tech to win the game.
I'm slightly rooting for the Hogs, but whatever it takes. I need this Rodney Hill right now.
It's Rodney Hill to get rolling.
Eat on the rock.
So here's what we're going to do, Joe. We are going to do this hour, all the bowl games for the next week. All of them. Pillar to post, there's tons of games. There's a billion games tomorrow. Monday, there's only one game, and then we'll start to get into the Tuesday slate on New Year's Eve, and then the four college football playoff quarterfinals, which me and you have not spoken since last week.
Yeah.
Man, did those games suck, all those college football first-round games.
Sure did.
You were right, Joe. You said it. It would hurt the game. The games won't be good. And sure enough, it does. But I think, Joe, the good thing about it is, I think it'll make this next round good, right? I think that you've got better matchups
Hopefully.
In this round, and we could maybe get some better games. It can't be worse. Worse than it was last week. Well,
no.
And, man, Tennessee bought it. Tennessee, you talk about gutless, Joe. I mean, that was just gutless.
You come out with no shirts on.
You had the gutless award for everybody last week. You were handing them out. Gutless here, gutless there.
Did Jennings know that he was playing for SMU and not Penn State? I sort of.
Man.
And then the kid transfers.
Two pick sixes in the first. Nothing like handing the team 14 points to start the game off. Look at this, Joe. Chunk plays. Here comes Arkansas at the 50 already. Chunk plays, Joe. Chunk plays.
You know what stinks, though? It wasn't even the interceptions. How about the play on the first drive when they're inside the 15? He's got a 4th-and-1, and he throws the pick. Just get the first down, guy. You get that touchdown, things change. You know, SMU is up 7-0 on the road. That's a game changer, right? It's when you're trailing from behind, you don't get the 4th-down conversion. Then they score. That's a 14-point swing. All of a sudden, now you're dead to rights. And the kid looked like a deer in the headlights. He really did.
Can't have it. You just can't have it, what you had there. So terrible. Very unfortunate, terrible, deer in the headlights, the whole gig. But we will go through every bowl game between now and next Friday here on Carver and Lisi tonight. Second hour, we'll get into all the NFL. God, what an awful game last night, Joe. I don't know how you guys did it, that Bears-Seahawks game. That was
horrible.
I mean, to have two of the last three Thursday night games not have a touchdown scored in them. That just doesn't help anybody. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Friday night. Joe, ball. Texas Tech ball. Yeah. That's a fumble. Tech's got it inside the Arkansas 40.
Let's throw it.
This game, as advertised, Joe waits all year for the Liberty Bowl. Don't tell me that.
It's a first down. I don't know. It might be a personal foul.
First down. Oh, that's your boy Hill letting go of it too, Joe. That's Hill. Slippery with the football. Not good.
Yeah, he better get that rock. I need him for 9 yards.
He better get it straightened out, because or else you're gonna have him chained to the bench, Joe. Nobody wants that.
No.
Nobody wants him chained to the bench either. So we need to make sure he gets things figured out on that front. And Syracuse and Washington State underway with no score. We have a lot of games that we have to get through, Joe. So why don't we do that as we watch the Liberty Bowl here this evening. Let's go to tomorrow. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 8 bowl games tomorrow, Joe, along with 3 NFL games. Some of these are usually some of the more marquee games. Now, maybe it's just because of the way the schedule's worked out. And then I realized, it is the 28th. Usually these games are played right about there. Maybe it's because it's landed on a Saturday. Is that it's
right?
And the NFL takes over so much real estate now that it's harder to get these games in. But there's just a ton of games.
It's the playoff, because they're playing the playoff on specific days.
That's the thing. They don't want any other bowl games to interfere. They can't have anything else on the same time as the playoff games. And you have the NFL on a Sunday this year, which is the 29th. Well, that's a day that usually has a ton of bowl games. Monday, the 30th, usually the 30th would have a ton of bowl games. They're kind of losing 2 days that they normally pack a lot of bowls into. So that's why you get a very heavy Saturday, a very heavy Tuesday with the bowls. Let's start early Saturday morning, Joe. 11 a.m. kick in Fenway Park for the Fenway Bowl, where you will have North Carolina and UConn getting together. Now, I know you remember last year, Joe. SMU played who? Virginia in the game last year?
That was 2 years ago. Wasn't last year Cincinnati Louisville with Satterfield?
Maybe you're right.
Whatever it was last year,
it poured, and they were basically playing in a puddle the entire time.
Yeah, it's a bet under, Joe. This bowl game every year.
It's the same. It's pouring rain. High 30s, misery at this place for UConn and UNC. I don't even know. And the numbers, and that makes it surprising, Joe. The numbers in the 50s right now. I mean, this game I'm seeing at 53.5.
That's all right. I'll take a shot. Under. No way. Every year, dead under these games.
Every year it's a dead under.
Cincinnati Louisville was a give me the under for the pick.
UConn UNC under.
Mm-hmm. Let me just double check.
I thought last year was SMU.
I thought it was 2 years ago, but you could be right. Maybe I'm thinking you might be right. Let me just see here.
I mean, they haven't had too many of these Fenway Bowls. It's only been around a couple of years.
No, last year was BC SMU.
That's who I'm thinking of then. I'm thinking, I knew SMU was in the game.
They've only had two, and they've both been unders. I was right, too. 24-7 Louisville, Cincinnati, and 23-14 BC SMU. Under.
I'm actually with you, Joe. I hate starting our night with a checker on a checker, but
if it's going to be sloppy, no way am I taking it over with slop with those teams. No shot.
Let's just both go to the window with this. Under 52.5, Fenway Bowl, UConn, and UNC. The Pinstripe Bowl, a noon east kick at Yankee Stadium, where the Cornhuskers and Matt Rhule finally back in a bowl game against the Fighting Bluets, Boston College. And Mike Blewett will be in attendance, Joe. I don't know if you want to factor that into your cap for this game on Saturday afternoon, but Blewett will be there.
right?
Oh, it's going to rain. All right. This is like the Fenway Bowl. It's going to be sloppy. -3.5 for Nebraska, 46.5 for the total.
I like that kid, Grayson James. I like that kid.
I'm on Nebraska, Joe. I'm on Nebraska. I think they're going to run it. I think that they're just tougher. I think they're going to smash them physically at the line. I think that this is the kind of weather that Matt Rhule lives for. He's going to be all over this. You have a back O'Brien here in this spot, huh? You have a back O'Brien in the Pinstripe Bowl.
I think they can run it a little bit better. I think they can run it. I like that kid, Grayson James.
Grayson James. Joe likes the kid. All right. New Mexico Bowl. Louisiana and TCU. This is a 2 o'clock, just after about 2:15 East kick, which means it's a lot. What is that, Joe? About a noon. Noon East and New Mexico, wherever, whatever. I think it's about a noon East. Are they mountain, Joe? Could be 11, whatever it is. -10. 9.5 on FanDuel. Let's do the FanDuel line. 9.5 for TCU with a 59.5 for a total.
See, now the big spreads haven't been cut. All dogs have been covering with these big spreads. And Bowling Green lost. This one, I think I'm going to lay it with TCU. Something tells me Sonny Dykes with the preparation. He's a great bowl coach. Give me Sonny Dykes in this spot. Big
Texas
stop
Tech
by Arkansas.
Gets stuffed on a 4th and 2.
It's all right. They'll
in
go
Arkansas
right down
territory. Yeah, but I want Texas Tech to have a chance to win too, Joe. I want the scoring, but I want Texas Tech to also be involved here.
I don't know why they keep running it with this kid. I mean, this guy isn't Taj Brooks. He's
all right, so you're laying it, Joe? Fighter.
I'm laying it with TCU.
I'm taking the under. Under 59.5. That New Mexico Bowl is always a snooze fest. There's nobody there. Everyone wants to leave. I mean, Louisiana's going to probably try to slow the game down. Under 59.5 is where I'm going to go for that game. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Things have slowed here, Joe. You had Texas Tech get stopped on a 4th down in Arkansas territory. And then a pretty, as Matias said, a pretty soft punt by Arkansas. And now they've pinned Texas Tech back inside the 5. So about under 6 minutes to go in the first half, still 21-12. We really, realistically, Joe, we need this minimum over 40 by halftime. We got to at least get over 40 by the half, or else that little extra top off you put in there at 86.5, that's going to have a very, very tough time of getting there. All right. We're going through all the bowls for the next week. We've been through, gotten through a few for tomorrow. By the way, Washington State strikes first, up 7-0 on Syracuse at the Holiday Bowl.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, Washington State. Because all you heard all week was, Joe, Washington State's got no coaches. They've got no quarterback. They've got no players. They were basically taking kids from the frat house to go, guys from the frat house to go play on the team, to go down and take a trip to San Diego. And they're up 7-0 on Syracuse, who has their whole team. Nobody quit on Syracuse. Everybody's playing. So that's all
they
you heard for the last few days.
According to Fran Brown, they play. They don't quit.
We play. We play here. We play. Pop-Tarts Bowl in Orlando at Camping World Stadium. One of the, what I think, Joe, I think there's two pretty marquee games on the Saturday slate of games, and this would be one of them. These are two teams that were in the mix for some college football playoff berths. Iowa State, of course, lost the Big 12 title game. Miami yacked it up against Syracuse in their last game, or they would have had a shot. Miami has now moved out to -4.5 here the night before the game. It was pretty much 3.5 for the last week. 57.5 the total, Joe.
You know, I just think that Matt Campbell's a better coach than Mario Cristobal. And I know they didn't perform well in the Big 12 championship, but that was because they couldn't stop Cam Scatterbo. I'll take the points with Iowa State. Give me Iowa State. I think they bounce back in a big way. Miami's a finesse team. They're laying 4.5. With the extra weeks of preparation, I believe in Rocco and I believe in Matt Campbell, because I don't think Miami's happy to be there, to be honest with you.
I like where you're going with that. Here's what I'm going to do, Joe. I'm going to take the over 57.5, and I'll tell you why. I just don't believe that Cam Ward is going to play in this game like he is and not want to put on a show. It's his last chance to show out before the NFL draft. And I don't care if he's playing in any of those dopey games in January or that stuff doesn't matter, Joe. This is his last chance for real college tape. I have to assume Cam Ward, since he's suiting up, is going to want to lay a big number. And I also know that Miami can't stop anybody. So I think that Rocco and Iowa State maybe win or cover, win outright or cover for you along the way. But I'm going to take it over, and I think it's going to be like some of these Miami games we saw really all year long, with both teams getting in maybe the 30s, and there being lots of scoring. So I'm going to go over 57.5
Good luck
at the Pop-Tarts.
Good luck.
The Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl. Yes, Joe, I said that right. Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl. Miami of Ohio and Colorado State. I have got Miami of Ohio -2.5 with a 40.5 as a total.
The kid's running hard. I like Colorado State with the points. Miami of Ohio let me down in the championship game. They got boat raced in that game by Ohio. That was a bad show for me. That was a game they should have stepped up. They got smashed. I don't know if they're going to step up. Are they focused? If they weren't focused for that game, you think they're going to be focused for this game? I don't know. Give me Colorado State. I like Colorado State with the points.
So Colorado State +2.5 for Joe. You know, hold on a second here, Joe. +2.5 Colorado State. You know, I did this with the – oh, you caught it? He caught it? Let's go. I thought he was going to get that pick, Joe. I was about to get real mad.
What a catch.
I played with fire with that Northern Illinois-Fresno game, Mac Mountain West, with the over, and I needed overtime to get it. I'm going to play with fire again here with the low total with the Mac and the Mountain West over to 40.5 out in Tucson.
That was a good pick by you.
Let's see if we could get some points, Joe, with these two teams. Out there. So over 40.5 for me on that side. We keep rolling through these bowls. We'll do the NFL in the next hour. Harvard and Lisa Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We'll be back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Harvard and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, on a Friday night, going through all the bowl games, NFL later on. Joe, while we were gone, Texas Tech into the end zone before the half, which is huge. So 21-19 here, and Arkansas still got enough time, Joe, if they want to put a couple more points on before we get there. So we're at a nice 40 here before the half. Me and you, of course, racked this thing up to 86.5, altered. Looking for a wild one. And look, we've had a few, Joe, whether it was Pitt-Toledo, Rutgers-Kansas State ended up being wild. We've had some real wild games that have gotten into the 40s. How about that Christmas Eve game, Joe, with San Jose State and South Florida? That
I got
was
the over.
Nuts.
I got the over. 79.5.
That was
I
a
altered
crazy
the
game.
Over. Crazy.
Absolutely nuts. All right. Three more games tomorrow night, and then we'll roll through them a little quicker until the college football playoff ones. I can't believe they're playing a bowl game in Annapolis, but the Military Bowl, East Carolina
like
and NC State.
Game. I like that
I know
bowl
you.
Game.
You. I know. I'm sorry. We're not allowed to say anything bad about the tradition of college football. Wolfpack -7.5 with a 59.5 total. I'm telling you right now, Joe, I'm on East Carolina +7.5. That NC State team was gutless all year. This game's going to be sloppy, pouring rain. I just think that this is going to be a low score and tight to the vest game. I'm going to take points in a spot like that.
I disagree. I'm going with the over. That bowl game is traditionally sails through the total. Sails. I love that bowl game for totals. Give me over. I love the over there, 59.5.
That's fine. I could still, so we could both get at the Joe. I could still cover too. Come on. We could get them both. Over and a 7.5. What I say the number was? 59.5. 59.5 for that game. All right. Nobody's going to be watching that one. BYU and Colorado. The Alamo Bowl. Weird because you have two teams from the Big 12. But because of the rules with all these teams leaving conferences, an old Pac-12 team had to play in the Alamo Bowl, which is where Colorado qualifies. Both of these teams didn't play each other during Big 12 play, although it looked like, Joe, this was going to be the Big 12 title game for a little while coming down the stretch. Ended up not happening. Neither team ended up getting there. Colorado is laying 3.5. The total's 54.5. And, of course, Sanders and Hunter are playing their final games with Colorado before heading to the draft.
This line is a little fishy, ain't it? 3.5?
Sure is. Sure
is. I'm going to take BYU. Give me BYU with the points.
Okay. So BYU plus the 3.5 for you?
Yeah.
I'm taking Joe. Go ahead.
That line should be more like 6.5.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the same thing I said about Cam Ward. Like, you'd like to think that this is going to be a show out for Shador and for Travis Hunter. I mean, Travis Hunter's brilliant. He's won the Heisman. I mean, what the hell does he have to prove? But I just feel like if you're going to play in the game, Joe, like these guys are, you're looking to put on a show. Fast track, inside at the Alamo Dome. This game, historically, as you know, usually fireworks, lots of points, and that's where I'm going. I think this is an absolute party. Over. I mean, we're going to go, and you're probably thinking, BYU, I don't want this game getting that high if I have BYU. I think you'd still be all right because I think, Joe, BYU is going to score too. I think Colorado's going to score. BYU is going to score. I think it's going to be points aplenty in this game because it always is deep in the heart of Texas for this game.
Okay.
So let's get it, Joe.
All right.
Over 54.5 is my selection for BYU and Colorado. Last game on Saturday night is the Independence Bowl, another traditional classic for Joe down in Shreveport. Now, it was supposed to be Army facing Marshall, and Marshall quit on the game, which means you now have 5-7 Louisiana Tech playing in the game, and that changes things drastically, Joe, as you know. Now, I have Army minus 14 with a total of 44.5.
Up to 14.5. On FanDuel.
Do you have the FanDuel line? Because I can't get Army on FanDuel here in New York. So
you got a money line of minus 670 plus 470 for La Tech.
It's 14.5 for Army?
Yep.
I'm laying it. I'm taking Army.
I'm not going
to. 14.5. I'm laying it.
How about, guy was wide open.
Wide open. How does he miss him? That guy was wide open down the
side. You hit him in stride. It's to the house. All right. Why is that total so low?
I don't think that Louisiana Tech's going to score. I don't like the total, Joe. I think this game could be 31-0 Army in a flash.
You know what? I like the points.
Okay.
I'm going to take La Tech. Maybe they're happy to be in the game.
Maybe.
What do you think about that?
I don't know. I guess I could see your angle there that maybe they give you a little spark because they thought they were not bowling and now suddenly they are. Right. And I just think Army's just being how many.
I like that.
How many teams does La Tech play that they got to be lining up? Did they play any of the service academies this year? They play Navy or Air Force or anybody?
I have to look.
That's a lot to ask, I think. For La Tech, who didn't even think they were going to be playing in a game, and then show up and slow Army down with that attack, I don't love it. Don't love it, Joe.
I just think
I'm looking right now. They did not play any of the academies this year.
No.
Who knows when the last time they played one of them, period. So there you go. We're on opposite sides with the Independence Bowl. Only one game on Monday. It's in the afternoon, Music City Bowl, Iowa and Missouri. Missouri minus 2.5, and as usual with Iowa, 40 and a hook for the total, Joe. 40.
I'm going to lay it with Missouri. I don't love it. I can't trust Iowa, can you? I mean, come on.
Is what's his face playing? Is that Cook playing for Missouri, or
he's
is he
out?
Finished?
Hang on, let me just double check. All these guys, he might be playing. Hang on. I don't know.
I'm taking the over.
All right.
Over 40.5 for me, Joe. Missouri and Iowa. Oh, they stuffed him, Joe, on fourth and one. Oh, the second effort. Did he get it?
Got it.
Did he get that, Joe, with the second effort?
Yes, he got it. Come on.
They did stuff him at first. They did stop him behind the line.
He got it.
And he kept – watch the hit at first. Boom, right there. Kid stuffs him 2 yards short.
And then he's still going.
And he yanks and he pulls him, Joe, across the line.
Come on, Talen. Throw a kid.
First of all, we would have been better, Joe, if he stopped him. Texas Tech would have had the ball in plus territory. Stop would have been better.
You're just rooting your position.
Yeah, probably. Probably rooting it a little bit. All right, Tuesday. There's four bowl games before the college football playoff game with Boise and Penn State at night. The ReliaQuest Bowl, which is at the Pirate Ship in Tampa. Alabama and Michigan, who played in the Rose Bowl last year in the college football playoff, but trust me, these are not the same Alabama and Michigan teams.
And they played in this game a couple of years ago, didn't they? Prior
I
to that,
so.
Didn't they? And Alabama killed them with Jerry Jeudy and the group?
Very possible, Joe. I don't specifically remember that one, but
Jones was quarterback in that game.
Very possible. All right, we'll come back because I know we're going to break in a moment here. We'll do these four games on Tuesday, including the rolling hills of El Paso, always a Joe favorite, and then the college football playoff games. Carver Leeds and Sports, the radio series, XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver Leasing Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Here with you on the grid. 3 seconds left in the first half, Joe. I believe Arkansas is lining up for a field goal. Do I got that right? Arkansas lining up for three, which would extend to 24-19 if they can make it. Meanwhile, I told you that Washington State had scored first against Syracuse. Well, it took Syracuse a couple minutes to not only tie the game, but then go up 14-7 Cuse. As the Holiday Bowl, Joe, is off and running. That's another game that usually runs with some points.
Not really. Not like you used to.
Not like you used to.
Carolina game.
That game killed me, Joe. There you go. Points. So 24-19 points at half. We like that, Joe. So 40, what do we got? 43, right? 43 at the half.
43.
Double it up, plus one, and we'll be good to go.
Yeah.
Do the same thing, plus one. We'll be good.
Love it.
Right? We got 86.5 is where we're sitting. All right. Tuesday, Joe, let's go. Alabama and Michigan in Tampa starts you off on that one. I have got right now, give me a moment, Joe. I moved screens here for a second. 12.5 for Bama. With a 43.5 total.
I'm going to take Michigan. They just tied it up, Wash State. Big run.
Oh, wow.
They're gutty today, let me tell you. I would love to see them win it outright.
How about that? Unbelievable.
You believe that? This kid, Eckhouse.
Yeah, they're gutty.
This kid,
huh?
And I tell you, those uniforms... are phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Wow, that was some run, Joe. I just saw the touchdown to make it 14-14. That was a great run by him. So you're taking the 12.5, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to take it.
Michigan?
Yep.
I mean, my problem is, Joe, I don't know if Alabama's coming to this game and what kind of motivation they're coming with. Do they care?
Probably not.
Do they care?
No.
Like, dude, like, I just, and I don't like the total one way or the other. I think, Joe, I'm going to have to go with you here and take Michigan with the 12.5. I think that's where I'm going to have to lay.
I think Michigan cares.
I think Michigan cares more than Alabama. But it's hard to know these things, obviously. We're going checker on a checker. I'll take Michigan.
All right.
The Rolling Hills of El Paso. Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl.
Crypto.
Joe's favorite bowl game. Loves it. It's they tuck that stadium right there in the hills. It's unbelievable, the Sun Bowl. This is at 2 o'clock on Tuesday, New Year's Eve. This year's participants are Louisville and the Huskies of Washington. I have got Louisville minus 2.5 and a 49.5, Joe, in this game.
Carver, we were on this total last year. It was a dead game.
We were.
That was Notre Dame in Miami. And the one thing that never fails is you always bet the over in the Sun Bowl. Now, granted, we've been screwed some years with dead unders. I get that. But not this year. This game is going to sail into the 50s. Sail into the crypto special over the 49.5. Crypto special over the 49.5. Let me tell you, crypto special over the 49.5. Smash job. Smash job.
You're probably right, and I'll be rooting in the over for you. I think Washington stinks. I don't think Washington's that good. I am taking Louisville minus the 2.5. You know I don't like backing that guy, but I'm going to take Louisville and go for it here. So minus 2.5, I'll take Louisville, Joe. I know it's a little bit of a public play, as they say, but I will take Louisville in the Rolling Hills of El Paso. The Citrus Bowl, Cheez-It Citrus Bowl, also in Orlando, South Carolina and Illinois. Big number here, Joe. 10.5 South Carolina's laying with a 48.5. Man, they have pumped up the way that they finished.
I like the over 48.5.
Okay.
I think Altmaier and Lenora Sellers are gonna go all out. I think this game gets into the 60s. How about that?
Really?
I don't think it's a
dagger. Right.
I think this baby goes off the rails.
So over 48.5 for you? You're going over 48.5? I'm taking Illinois with the 10.5. I'm taking the points. I think Illinois's got obviously the better quarterback in the game. I like Brett in these spots in bowl games. South Carolina, the kid, their best defender's not playing, right? Kennard's not playing.
Yeah.
He's sitting it out to go to the draft. I think that this number's overinflated because of, yes, I agree. South Carolina played well towards the end. That was also a month ago. So because they didn't make the playoff, they're going to come out and smash Illinois? I think Illinois is a little bit better than that. I'm going to take it, Joe. 10.5 with the Fighting Illini. Big Ten represent. Down there in Orlando. Baylor LSU Texas Bowl. Baylor, we've got right now minus 3.5 and a 58.5. LSU getting points here, Joe, in the Texas
Bowl. Yeah, well, who's out? Everybody's
out. Good question.
Right?
Everybody's out.
Mason Taylor is out, right?
Yeah.
No. Who else?
Yeah, a lot of guys out.
Lacey's out, right? Right? Who else?
You're not backing your squad, the purple and gold. You're not backing the purple and gold.
I mean, we should. I mean, even with backups, they should be able to smash Sawyer Robertson. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Brian Kelly's going to lose to Dave Aranda in a bowl game? Give me LSU. Give me LSU.
I'm taking LSU. That's just too juicy for me. LSU plus the 3.5. Here you go. We'll come back. College football playoff game. Carver Lee, Sports Radio.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Marvin Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, here with you. All right, Joe. By the way, Washington State just got a defensive touchdown, I believe. 21-14, they lead Syracuse at the Holiday Bowl.
I love it. I love
that game.
I can't
wild.
Wait. Where's all the Cuse faithful now? Oh, we're gonna smash them. Fran Brown's the best. They were gonna hoist Fran Brown down the street of Decatur Avenue, right down the streets there. You know, for
right.
9-week season, put Clemson
right
in the college playoff. You know, forget Jim Boeheim, forget, you know, Pasqualoni. He's the best coach. That's it. He did a great job. But you can't be talking up your team and then get smashed by a team that lost 20 transfers. I mean, come on.
I don't disagree. That would be very gutless by Syracuse if they ever lost this game. I think it's gutless just for it to be close. Now, look, there's a lifetime left here. This game could easily end 58-38 Syracuse. I mean, this game could end that way, the way it's cooking right now. We shall see.
You see that K-State game last night?
Wild. Again, wild. Can you believe that Rutgers played a game where both teams scored in the 40s? How about that?
I wish I could bet the total in that game. I was covering the game. I had to sit through that garbage on Monday night. What was last night? Thursday? I don't even know what day it is anymore.
Last night was Bears-Seahawks. Bears-Seahawks.
I'm saying it was a Thursday. That game was gutless. And I'm tired of Caleb Williams, too. And not to go off the rails, but he sucks. He sucks. First of all, he doesn't even target his tight end. If I had an opportunity to interview
guess
Thomas
you had.
Pratt.
You got a ticket on Komet last night, Joe? I guess you put a slip in on Komet.
Like, what do you have the guy running routes for? You never target him. Why is he out there?
I'll say this. He had the best weapons by far of any of these rookie quarterbacks. When you think of DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Adunze, Komet, Swift. But he also might have the worst offensive line out of everybody else. Like, he has no time to get rid of the football. I mean, no time, Joe. Seattle had 2-3 guys in the backfield immediately on almost every play. I mean, it was tough to watch.
He's no Jaden Daniels. I just say that. He's no Jaden Daniels.
I'll say this, Joe, and you know I always do it when it's deserved. You said it a year ago. Right here, Jaden Daniels would be the better player. Jaden Daniels should be the top pick in the draft. Jaden Daniels is better than Caleb Williams. You said it. It's only 1 year, but he's far and away better than him right now after the first season. Far and away better. And it still all goes back to Joe. And it all goes back to one square thing. The decision the Bears made to keep Loser Flus after last year, when they were getting a fresh start with a fresh quarterback, getting rid of Justin Fields, getting starting fresh, they should have had an offensive-minded head coach starting with Caleb Williams right out of the jump. And they screwed that up by keeping Eberflus, and now look where they are a year later. They've wasted a year of Caleb Williams. His development, now he's going to have to learn a whole new system because there's going to be a whole new guy in there after this year, and it's a complete wasted year. So that's why the Bears they always bear. That's why, because they make decisions like that.
And the Bears never had an elite quarterback outside of, Jay Cutler? And what did he win?
Yeah, nothing.
Rex Grossman? Who else? Tomczak?
He wasn't. Just because he went to a Super Bowl, he wasn't an elite quarterback. You could make an argument.
Well, that's my Well, who's the best Rex quarterback Grossman in Bears might history?
Rex Grossman might be one of the five worst starting quarterbacks in Super Bowl history. If you took all the starters from every Super Bowl, he's probably in the bottom five.
Well, who would you say is the best quarterback in Bears, one of the best, Cutler, right?
I mean, statistically, physically, you know, he's probably, you know, I don't have the Bears all-time passing numbers in front of me, but I would say that he's probably up there in terms of what he did. Now, they never won. Would they make an NFC title game? They lost to the Packers at home in the NFC title game the 1 year Cutler was there. But they haven't, you know, they won with McMahon, but obviously McMahon wasn't the reason they won. You know, he was part of a group that when they didn't win because of his shining play. It's tough, Joe. It's not easy to win.
Barkley, Trubisky, Kyle Orton, Cordell Stewart for 1 year.
The names are
Jim
bad.
Jim Miller, Shane Matthews, Eric Kramer, Dave Craig,
Tom Zach,
Steve Walsh, Harbaugh.
Tom Zach. Yeah, you're not going to get an argument from me, Joe. You're really not. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid. We got another hour to go. We're back on the grid. I have to get it.